Okay. Good morning, Boker Tov. Good to know Shabbos. Today is Psachim Daf Hey. Psachim Ham and Aleph. Ham and Aleph for our Amid Yemi. We left off, we were saying around 11 lines down. We're up to, I think, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. So we're trying to find the source, how we know that Chametz is Asur. Chametz has to be destroyed already by Chatzais. Chametz already Asur by Chatzais on Erev Pesach. Meaning, we know we do the Bdika on the 14th of the night. We already explained. So I'm discussing after Shia today. We do that because the nighttime is a better time when people are both home, and the candle works better to find in, you know, small dark spaces to be able to find chametz. Ideally, the candle works better at night. But how do we know? We know on Pesach for sure you can't have chametz. It's an issur to have chametz. Tashbisu by Rabbi Matz. Now we know. But how do we know that there's an issur of chametz already? It must be destroyed already by the sixth hour. Yehuda and Meir both agreed that by the sixth hour, by Chatzos, it has to be destroyed. The machlokes just was. Could you eat it to the full fifth hour? Or could you eat only in the fourth hour? But they both agree by the sixth hour to be destroyed. What is the source? The Gemara yesterday brought a long-winded source that we seem to have a steer in the Psukim. It's mashma that there's a Isser of Chametz all 7 days of Pesach. Then it says, on your Mishnah, get rid of the Chametz. Sounds like a middle of first day, get rid of the Chametz. Not the whole first day. Is Chametz Asher all 7 days or only middle of the first day? So the Gemara explained that no, the way we reconcile it is that Bir Mishnah over here is not referring to the first day, it's referring to Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Chametz Rei Asur. And how do we know it means half the day? So we said, because, ach, chilek, that was the last Gemara. We actually have, let's go back inside and read that. So that's Gemara. Maybe Mitzafra, ach, chilek. The last words we read yesterday was ach, chilek. Again, we are Heyam and Aleph, and we are roughly 10 lines down at the top of the page. Ach, chilek is the middle line. So now, Rashi explains, we didn't speak that yesterday. What do you mean, ach is a chilek? So Rashi says, ach and v'rakim, I'm jumping into the Rashi, ach and v'rakim mutim. The word ach and rak are typical mutim. Alma mixes yem mutter, mixes it usser. So we see that part of this day is mutter, as we're talking about Erev Pesach now, part of this day is usser. Umayati, I shall nechalek, chetzi lissa, chetzi leheter. Meaning, Rashi's bothered, okay, so part is mutter, part is usser. How do you know? Maybe it's mutter for 70% of the day and us for 30%, or vice versa. The answer is, if I don't have any other better reason, it makes sense to split it 50-50. But then Rashi says something very interesting. I'll give you another reason why we split it 50-50. Not just because, why not? 50-50 makes sense. But says Rashi, another svara, ikul da'amar, ach hu chetz b'gematria, da'achas b'ta'a gif. What's this gematria? This gematria is that every letter you count it as a letter, the numerical value, you basically equate it with seven letters later. So Aleph becomes Ches, which becomes Samach, right? Aleph becomes Ches. So Ach, Aleph, Chaf, actually becomes Chetz from a lesson of Chatzi. So with that method of gematria, we come out with Chatzi. That's what Ach means, half of the day. Which is interesting because Rashi at face value seems to be saying, how do we know the Isser of Chametz and Erev Pesach has to be destroyed by Chatzais? How do we know it from? From a gematria. Is the gematria one of the 13 meters, one of the, certainly not counted the 13 meters of Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, right? The Shoshas Midas, Satan Dreshavim, is definitely not counted as one of the 13. But is it one of the Midas, Satan Dreshavim? There are others that aren't on the list that the Terrors and Dreshavim is actually discussion. Rabbi Shmuel quotes a list of 13. There are others that aren't on the list, and some of the ones on the list are very rarely used. The others that are more commonly used aren't on the list. Okay, but is gematria a mizhatan rashis mam? Or no, it's not a nice pshat over here, right? The one simple type explanation of Rashi can be, it's a remes. As some learn, it's a remes. We don't really mean this is the mamish source, a drasha. It was a remes to chatzais, but not mamish a drasha. Or is it a real drasha? So just to bring two other places we've had that the gematria is actually a drasha, not stam, a remes, just to back up this side, first of all, by the Ziris. The Gemara tells us, stam zirish leishim yayim. How do we know stam zirish leishim yayim? Because we darshan the gematria of the word yiyya. Two yuds, two hays, is gematria 30. Stam zirish leishim yayim. That's a gematria. And the Gemara is learning the din of zirish of 30 days, pashas from a gematria. Similarly, we had in Shabbos, one of the explanations how we know there's 39 malachas of Shabbos is from a gematria of counting up the numbers to get to, it's actually not exactly 39 malachas, and it's not exactly 39, it's use a hay of I think it's Ela, yeah, I forgot the word over there, but using an extra letter of the word, but the point is, it's the mechanism of gematria to get to the 39, it's one of the malachim, not only it's one of the malachim, so we see the idea of gematria is used in Gemaras elsewhere for drushas, and again, you can see over there too, it was more of an asmachta, more of a remez ba'alma, not mamash drusha, but there is makom to say that these gematrias are one of the ways there is nidresh p'am. Okay, number two. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, how do we know that the word Rishon means Erev Pesach? Means again, we're looking for six sources that Chametz is Asur Erev Pesach from Chatzais. So how do we know the source number two is also going to be a source that Rishon, based on the fact that Rishon means Erev Pesach? How do we know? Because we find the 14th is called Rishon. Shem Barishon, Barbasa Yem L'Chedesh. On the 14th, Barishon, on the first month, on the 14th day of the month. So really, it's referring to the word Rishonir, is referring to the first month, Nisan. That's the simple text of the Pasuk. But he's darshing in Barishon, the word Rishon is being used to describe Erev Pesach, which is, of course, the 14th. And therefore, we're going to say that the Isser of Chametz also, when it says Ach B'yam Rishon, it means, the Isser of Chametz means the 14th. That's source number two. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rishon to Meikar Mashma, Rishon, the fact that it's Mashma earlier, meaning Rishon doesn't mean day one. Rishon actually means prior. Damar Kra, this is Pasuk Niyev, HaRishon Adam Tivaled, were you born before Adam? Right, it's clearly over there, it's, the Lashon Rishon doesn't mean, were you born Rishon Adam, it means Rishon to Adam, it means before. So too, when it says, burn the Chametz, B'yam Rishon, it means the day prior to Pesach. Ask the Gemara the obvious question, one second, you're going up a big rabbit hole there. You're telling me that the word Rishon is going to mean, Rishon's going to mean always prior, El Matis go to Sukkis, Ulkachtel Chabim Rishon, take for yourself on Sukkis, B'yam Rishon on the first day. Achanami, you tell me Rishon to make our Mashma Rishon, that means the day prior. Are you supposed to take the lulav the day prior to Sukkis, not the mitzvah of Adonat? You don't take the lulav of Erev Sukkis, take it on the first day of Sukkis. Answers the Gemara, no. Shiny Hustle goes over there by Sukkis and says, this is the Smach of Hashem Akechem. Shivas Yam says you should rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. Mashvi, Shvi Lechag, just like the day seven in the 7 days is the 7th day of Sukkis. Af Rishon, Rishon Lechag, so today Rishon, we talk about Rishon over there in the context of Sukkis means the first day of Sukkis. Ask the Marlavis question, we know this from yesterday. We have a lesson of seven by Chametz, by Pesach as well. So it says on the first day you should have Tashbisu, and then it says Shivas Yam Master Chelum. That's Kufa. The Pasuk that we quote yesterday for Astira. It says 7 days. When we quote over there about 7 days eating matzahs, we quote the Pasuk yesterday about 7 days not having Chametz. But the point is, the 7 days means Yom Div, and we said Rishon. Our problem was that Rishon is mashma as part of Rishon, not the full Rishon. So is Astira, is it full Rishon or not? But the point is, if you're telling me when you have the word Shivas next to it, the word Rishon is going to be the first day of the seven. So Adrabi, back to over here, how is Rav Nachman Yitzchak saying that Rishon means prior? It means the day before. Just like by Sukkot doesn't mean the day before because you have the word Shivas. So by Pesach, it shouldn't mean the day before because you have the word Shivas as part of the 7 days. It says Gemara, Afrishan Lechag, sorry, Shivas Miyam Matzah Techelu, so it should be part of the Sheva, Im Kain, Nichtav Kra Rishon. If that was the case, the Pasuk would have just written the word Rishon simple as Rishon without the Hey. HaRishon, Lamali Shmami Lech Damarn. HaRishon tells me that dated back to the day before Pesach, like Rishon elsewhere. Again, Rachman is saying Rishon at this point. He's saying Rishon elsewhere in the Torah means really the day prior. So, with the word Shivas, I would have said it's part of the 7 days. HaRishon says, no, make it back the day prior, make it back to Erev Pesach. Ask Gemara the obvious question. Yach Yasmanami, go back to Sukkot. It says, L'kachtem L'chem B'yayim HaRishon, with the hay. HaRishon Lamali over there, what's the hay over there doing? Isn't it not, over there certainly means on the first day of Sukkot, not the day before. Visu, and furthermore, Hasam D'chsev B'yayim HaRishon, Shabbosin V'mishmini Shabbosin says, on the first day is a day of rest from Malacha. On the 8th day is a day of rest from Malacha. Eim HaRishon Mekar Mashma, see over there also, you know when you got to rest from Malacha? On Erev Sukkot. So it means on Erev Sukkot you got to rest from Malacha. Gemara says, on that last question, Shani Hasam Namakra, Uviyam HaShmini Shabbosin, Mashmini Shmini D'chag, Af Rishon Mishin D'chag. Since it compares Yom HaRishon to Yom HaShmini, and Yom HaShmini is clearly the 8th day of Chag itself, Shmini Atzeres, so too Yom HaRishon is the Yom HaRishon of the Chag itself, Af Rishon the Chag. So, fine. So, HaRishon Lamali, you asked, but the other question you had asked before, what's the Hay of HaRishon by Sukkis? Lemutei Chalamayit. The Hay of HaRishon by Sukkis is Lemutei Chalamayit. It's Lemutei Chalamayit that's telling us that the din of Lulav is only on the first day of Sukkis, not for the rest of Chalamayit. This, of course, in the Beis HaMikdash, was not equal 7 days. But we're talking about out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's coming to tell me it's only the first day, not the rest of Sukkis. Says Mar Chalamayit Shel Merishon Ushmini Nafka. And by the way, also Legab Melacha. The Alachas of the din of Melachas are not the same, of course, on Chalamayit as they are on the first or 8th day. Chal Shamayit Merishon Ushmini Nafka. Mar says, on the contrary, Chalamayit, which the fact that Melachas Asar on day 1 and day 8, I know, by definition, that Chalamayit has a more lenient din, Legabe Malacha, so I don't need this hay for the Miyat. Mara says, no, I still need the hay. Sadech Amina, I would have thought, the Kasrach one of Yem HaShmini, with a Vav, Uvayem HaShmini, I would have thought the Vav is Maisif and Yerisha, the Vav is coming to be Maisif, and whatever is Asa Yem HaShmini, namely all this Malacha, will be relevant on Chalamayit as well, and then by extension, Chalamayit will have a din of shaking Lulav, even out of the Beis Midrash, all 6 days as well. So both this Malacha and Sheikh Lulav would be relevant on Chalamayit. I had learned that all of the Chayr from the Vav Mais of the Nirishan. Again, ironically enough, you don't have Lulav on day 8, but the way I understand it, once we have Vav Mais, if we would say that Chalamayit has a din like Yom Tiv, so that feel Chalamayit, I would think Chalamayit also is like Yom Tiv, Kamash Malan, then no, the Kamash Malan, the Hey, to exclude the don't darshan the Vav. So what's the obvious taina? Harishon, the hay is extra, to say, don't darshan the vav. If I wouldn't have the hay, if I wouldn't have the vav, I wouldn't need the hay, and what would I be left with? Day one and day eight is a mayid, a din of mayid, real yamtiv, where malach is asr, and chalamayid is not the same din of real yamtiv, malach is asr, and like I said before, also, you wouldn't have the chiyat of lulav of chalamayid. So ask the more obvious question. So don't write the hay and don't write the vav. In fact, don't write the vav, I should say first, which is giving the drasha that I would think to include chalamayid, and they don't need the hay to exclude it. Besu, hasim dechsiv, back by Pesach. Another question on this on this whole idea. By Pesach it says, "V'yamar Rishon mikrei kaidish yilachem Rishon demekar mashpat." Say the same question over there. Also, the gabi malacha by Pesach. So we have chametz by Pesach. That's one Rishon. We have malacha by Pesach, and then we also have malacha by Sukkot. We have a bunch of cases where we have the word Rishon, where Rishon clearly means Yantav itself, not the day before, and our most recent one is by Pesach, where it's the Gemara Rishon by Mikrei Kodesh. You can tell me Rishon means Erev Pesach, Mikar Mashma, says the Gemara. You're right. Elahani Shleisha Rishon by Bailei. These three Rishons that we have Shver, the two by Sukkot, one for Lulav, one for Malacha by Lulav, and then the one, the Rishon of Malacha for Pesach, those three Rishons, they taka mean, they mean the Yantav itself. And all over everywhere else, Rishon means prior. And that's why by Chametz of Pesach, Rishon means Erev Pesach prior. Why were these three Rishon said in this way, Lashon of Rishon, for a separate drasha? Elahani Shlesha Rishon, even though they mean Yantiv itself, they don't mean the day before Yantiv, they were said Rishon for a drasha. Lachtani of Bishmol, Tanu of Bishmol, Bishar Shlesha Rishon, Bishar, and the merit of three Rishons, and the merit of these three Rishons, Zacha Lishlesha Rishon. Klai Sol Zecha to three Rishons. What does that mean? Lachar Zar Shlesha, to erase the Zari of Esav, the Vinyam Esmigdash, to build Bizecha, the Vinyam Esmigdash, and the Lishmesha Mashiach, to the name of Mashiach. Umar explains how these connect to Rishon. Lachar Zar Shlesha to Chsev Yetzer Rishon, Admaini Kulikad Yetzer. The Rishon came Admaini, so Bishar, Klai Yisrael, keeping, let's say, the Rishon by Pesach, of not doing Malach of Pesach, or getting rid of the Chametz of Pesach, Bishar that, Bishar the keeping Pesach, we get rid of the Zar Shal Esav, Bishar, Levim Beis Amigdash, the Wadi Sidlash Rishon, the Ksiv, Kisei Kavim Marim, Marishon, Makam, Alash of Rishon, Marishon, Makam Mikdashenu, Ulishmai Shal Mashiach, the Ksiv, Rishon Tzian, Hine, Hine, Hinem. I don't remember now, but I remember from when we gave Daf, that goes back almost a couple years ago, the Marsha explains which Pasuk, I believe this is Marsha, explains which Pasuk aligns to which Rishon aligns to which one. But what I do recall was brought down from the Pnei Halacha that the reason why we say perhaps Shavai Chamascha, they'll say there, Shvei Chamasa L'Gayim, what Shaychus? I mean, it's very nice, but why Punkti after the Seder, at the end of the Seder, eventually Shvei Chamasa, it's because of the ideas from this Gemara. Because we're saying the Schar of the Rishon, if it's referring to the Rishon of Pesach, it's very Geshmak, that we're Zeicha to what? We're Zeicha to Lachar Zar Shleisav, Shvei Chamasa L'Gayim, at that time, by Pesach. That's a very nice connection. Okay, Tais actually points out that in the Parshas of Pesach and Sukkot, says Rishon many more times. So it's not just three, it's many more. Taisa has a simple answer. It's three concepts, meaning we're already isolated. The Rishon Legabe Chametz, the Rishon Legabe the Malacha of Pesach, that's two, the Rishon Legabe Sukkot Lulav, taking a little bit of Esrog, and the Rishon Legabe Malacha of Sukkot. The Rishon Legabe Chametz is our topic, and we're saying that really means the day before when the Erev Pesach. Great. The other three, we're darshaning. We're darshaning those categories. There may be repetitions of the word Rishon within those categories. That doesn't mean a separate drasha. But the point is, we're coming out of Bichidish over here, that according to this pshat, I think this is our third pshat, and how we know Chametz is Asr and Erev Pesach, it's because the word Rishon typically means before. Even though the word Rishon, we always... That sounds like a Bichidish does. The way we always... seem to Taicha is the first, but from our Gemara at least, again, we'll have to go through each case. Our Gemara is coming out right now that we have these cases where Rishon means the first is almost like an exception for a drasha. But otherwise, Rishon means prior. It means prior. So you have to, you can't just say, we always get Bing Rayas. Bing Rayas, then we attack every Raya. We'll have to attack each Raya. I agree with you. In my mind also, that's always how we Taicha it. So we have to find the cases and then see how the Taicha fits. But you're right. It's definitely a Mechudish Tikka Taicha, different than what we've always assumed. Next source. Question? Next source.
There's two Rishons by Sukkot and one by Pesach, is that?
Yeah, that's what I two.
And is there even those other Rishons by Pesach?
They're within the same category. Right. They're within the that's Pesach.
They're in the same category also, yeah, or two.
Sorry?
By Sukkot, the two Rishons.
No, different categories. One was Issa Malacha, and one was Luvin Esrog. No, Pesach also had different ones. Pesach, we won the Gabbai Chametz, was saying, means Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
The Rishon of Gabbai Chametz means Erev Pesach. The Rishon of Gabbai Malacha means Pesach itself. Right? That's considered a very different category. Okay. Rava says, what's the source of the Yisr of Chametz on Erev Pesach? Says Rava by Chatzais. simple source. Rav Amir Hachal Leisishchet Al Chamis Dam Zivchi. It's pasul on the chamish. Don't shecht with the chametz dam zivchi, the dam of the Karm Pesach. Leisishchet Pesach with the chametz kayim. Don't be shechting Karm Pesach, which is when the zman of Karm Pesach. Bein Arbayim, Erev Pesach. Bein Arbayim is from Chatzais in the afternoon, right? So don't shecht with chametz. Beautiful, simple source. Ask more of Eimakol Chavchadi Shachet. So by that definition, it should just be that whatever you shecht Karm Pesach, you can't have chametz. But if I don't shecht Karm Pesach till the ninth hour of the day, I should have chametz the ninth hour. Yet we're saying everyone agrees that's be gone by Chatzais. Says Gemara, Zman Shechit is funny. I would have thought the Gemara would answer very simple. Nasat Vechashir. We can't have it. Not that you have random shir. Meaning, it could be along the lines of Mar's answer. But the Mar says even a little better. Zman Shechita Rechbana. The Torah says, don't have chametz at the time of Zman Shechita. That's what that means. Zman Shechita is from Chatzais. Meaning, the fact that you can shecht from Bin Arbaim, you need time to shecht. Everyone's not going to shecht at the same second, so it makes sense there's time to shecht. But as long as you can shecht at that time, it's already a Zman, the chametz has to be gone. Okay. Tanam Yachi, Achbiyam Risha, the Shvi's Tom of Avatechem. This is a brisa that supports Rava's source. Pasuk says, Achbiyam Risha, the Shvi's Tom of Avatechem. On the first day, get rid of the source from your house. Merivantiv. That means Merivantiv. It doesn't mean like the simple word, the simple type of pasuk is mashma on Yamishan, on Yantiv itself. How do I know it means Merivantiv? So very clearly, you have Tana, and Abraisa that backs up Rav's Malach. How do you know Chametz Erev Pesach? From this pasuk, the drasha of Achmer Mishan Tashbisham Bebdechim. So one of, I'm sure this is bothering some of the Ailam, Tais addressed the question. If you're keeping track, we're up to, I think it was up to a fourth source already. We have two more coming, but if you remember, the second source, the first one that we read new today, was Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. How do we know that? Very good. How do we know that Pesach, every Pesach is Aser? Matzino Arbasa Shnei Karishan, Shnemar Barishan, even though we said really the first of the month, Barishan Arbasa Yom L'Chodesh. So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel already has a source. And now we have again Brisa, which backs up Rava, but it's really Brisa that precedes Rava, from who? Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. So ask Taisa, Jamba, the small Taisa, Rabbi Shmuel. Taimilari, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkle Mekrachrina. So Taisus is getting, he's leading a chair. He's addressing an answer. What are you going to say? No, one's Rabbi Shmuel, one's Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Very simple. You have Shitas Shammai and Hillel, and you have Shitas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the Beis Medrash Shammai, Talmidim Shammai, Talmidim Hillel, and Hillel and Shammai are Hillel and Shammai themselves. So too, Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel was the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, and there's Rabbi Shmuel himself. No, that could be your answer. So Taisus doesn't speak it out, but he says, I don't want to accept that answer because we find in Chas that we ask questions from Rabbi Shmuel on the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. If that was a reasonable answer, then no, it could be this big difference. Could be. I'm just thinking right now. It could be a big difference. Meaning, the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, if it's a stira to a member of Rabbi Shmuel, that very good, Alex. That right? If it's a stira, so it's not Mestaver, yes, it's different than Rabbi Shmuel. It's a Talmidim, but they wouldn't say something that argues Rabbi Shmuel. But to have a different source, a different drasha, they're not arguing. Everyone's agreeing. It's Chatzais. They're saying different sources. You know, maybe that's not the same Madrega as arguing to have a Kasha. Perhaps that'll be different than the cases. You have to go through the cases that Tais is referring to. But the case in Shas, we ask Kasha, maybe that'll be different. Okay, very good. Source number five. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Enet Zarech. You don't need the source that Rabbi Shmuel just brought. Hari Aymer, Achbi Aymer Rishon, Tashvi Sisar Mubadechem. Uchsikom Lecha Lecha Leyasabahem. Says on the first day, you should get rid of the Sar and says, don't do any Malach with them. Matzim Lavarashi Avalacha. And we find the Varz Avalacha. So it's very simple math. Rabbi Kiva says, you gotta get rid of the Chametz. You got to burn it. You got to destroy it. You can't do malacha on Pesach. So how are you burning the chametz on Pesach? It must be you're burning it Erev Pesach. Simple math. But obviously, what's the assumption? Oh, okay, very good. No. So the Gemara is going to go the other way. Rosh Alexander is asking that maybe we find that mitzvah, you shech karbanos on Yom Tov and Shabbos, maybe if the mitzvah is to burn it, you burn a Pesach, Rosh Hagara, and if I think of that, it's a good hour. I'm not sure. I'm sure one of the Shanim have to ask. It's too good of a kasha. It's a very good hour. But the Gemara is going to make a different diag. How do we get rid of chametz today? Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. What do we do? What do most people do? You certainly don't burn it, flush down the toilet. Right? You don't burn it. You don't have to malacha. So the Gemara is going to bring a raya. The Gemara skips first. The Gemara goes to a sixth source that Erev Pesach is the Zman to get rid of chametz. Then the Gemara is going to say, we have a raya from Rabbi Akiva. He holds that the only way to get rid of chametz is by burning, which is a shita that Rabbi Yudosa, the shita, ain't the only way to do beer is al yedei sreifa. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva's whole source doesn't work. Okay, let's see the Gemara, a couple more minutes. Rabbi Yasi, Eimer, Ein Etzarech, Rabbi says, Ein Etzarech, I don't need this. It's interesting, Lush, that they keep using Ein Etzarech. I don't need Rabbi Akiva's source. I have a different source. That must be Merivantiv. Merivantiv maybe means Ayantiv itself. Ach, Chilek. So, Ach is Machalik. This is not to be confused with the first shot we had. First shot we had, already defined that Rishon means Erev Yom Tov, because Rishon can't mean Yom Tov itself, because you already said all 7 days have to be Aser and Chametz, so Rishon has to be the day before Pesach. That was the first pshat. How do you know it means half the day? Ach was Chilek. That was the first Malach. This Malach sounds similar, but it's a little different. This Malach is that Ach B'Yemei Rishon is talking about Erev Yom Tov, because Ach itself is limiting. Ach itself is saying that you only also chametz part of the day. So the word Ach is telling me it's Erev Yom Tov. Why? The Mer explains. Ibn Tavatzmei Mishari. Could you have a Yom Tov part of the day, Mutter part of the Aser? Even if you find some things we've discussed, the right, we've had in the past, you have fast day, right? So it could be a partial day. But you find we had a drasha that we compare matzah to chametz. And just like matzah, clearly, the mitzvah of chiz matzah is the whole day of Yom Tov. There's no half a day of Yom Tov as mitzvah of chiz matzah. So the Isser of Chametz is going to be the whole day. So whatever day is Asr is going to be full Asr. It must be that there's a day before that's not Yom Tov, that we're saying that there's some sort of din to burn the Chametz, get rid of it in part of the day. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, we're going to stop here, but let's just see, get the two dots at the top of the maze. Amar Rava. Rabbi Kiva Tlas. From Rabbi Kiva's statement, his source, we had six different sources from Rabbi Kiva's source, again, that how you know the Chametz is Asr from Chatzis and Am because the Torah says you can't do halacha on Yom Tov and you have to get rid of the chametz day halacha. Must be it's Erev Yom Tov. Says the Gemara Shema Amina Ein Bir Chametz El Sveif. You learn from Bakiva says Rava that Bir Chametz is only Sveif, like you pointed out. Shema Amina Havar L'Chalak Yatzis, and we learn further that Havar is L'Chalak Yatzis. That is a sugya in Shabbos that Havar was listed separate for the 30 Malachos. 30 Malachos weren't even listed. The other Malachos weren't listed. We know them from the things that were done in the Mishkan, right? Havar was listed. Every Shmuel Chomish Vezechem is a pasuk that was separated Legabe Havar. And the question is, why was Havar singled out from all the different Lamtes Malachos? The Machlekes either was singled out because it doesn't get the regular punishment of Skila, only gets punishment of Lalav, right? Doesn't get covered, only gets Lalav Yatzis, gets downgraded to Lalav. Or it's singled out to tell me that just like Havara, you don't, on its own, is its own Lav now. If one does Havara, he's Chayiv. So to all the three Malachas, each one of the Malachas is its own Lav. It's not Pshat, they're combined. Because we learn from one Pasuk, the Sasaka Malacha. That's how we know all the other 38 Malachas. We know that from the Sasaka Malacha. So I would think that maybe only if you ever all of them, or if you do all of them, you only ever one. Kamashmalan, each one is its own. So that's L'chalik. So the Shaila is, did Havara go on its own to be M'chalik, to show that each Lav is on its own? Or did it go on its own to tell me that it gets downgraded? So Shema Amina heals Havara's L'chalik. Because if it was downgraded, then you wouldn't be able to say this taina, that how you're burning on Yom Tov. How you bring it out to? Because it was downgraded. It's not mamash chiv. In the first, we explained what I mean. It's still going to be still an isser. I want to say we're getting close to what Ash Alexander was saying before about being deicha yantiv. But you're saying pasha al mitzvah deicha. Here we're saying because it's the chalik. It's only on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, it's only a lav. If it's only a lav on Shabbos itself, maybe yantiv wouldn't be aser b'chlal. That's therefore must be the chalik. So I'm sorry. So I should have. This gets close to what you're saying. That we don't say that since Avar was mutter l'tzarech, it's mutter also shel l'tzarech. Meaning we know that Yom Tov, we have a heter for things that we need. Now there is a machlekes if we can make a new fire. Making a new fire is a machlekes. But taking an existing fire and using it, that kulam apligi, that's mutter, right? It could be yilad me my little fire on Yom Tov, right? It's machlekes. Anyway, the machlekes, if it's asr, is asr mitzrayis, it's asr mitzrabanan. Now, using existing fire is mutter, certainly for cooking, but what about for destroying something? So that's the shayla. Since we say it's mutter for food purposes, is it mutter also for destroying or not? That's the shayla. Again, not coming out to your tzarech mitzvah, but for other purposes, is it mutter? So we see from here clearly yields that we don't say, hayal, that's mutter for this, mutter for that, because otherwise, a vaita, you could burn it on Yom Tov itself. You wouldn't have to do Erev Yom Tov. So we have three divadinim we're deriving from the fact that Rabbi Kiva uses that as a source for burning chametz Erev Pesach. Have a one